Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Look at us, Bethany. Are we adults discussing world politics?
I know it's 8 a.m. on a Monday morning. We are getting ready to record this loosey-goosey bonus, and we were discussing politics, which is like not the way, it's not really the way to psych yourself up for an episode. Like if you go to see a live taping of Jimmy Kimmel, they don't have someone come out to hype up the audience by discussing Afghanistan.
Yeah.
You know, like they have someone come out who's like, what's the deal, you know, with your mom still telling you what to do when you're 30? Or whatever comics do. I don't know. I'm not a comic.
You know what? I relate to that joke on a very intimate level. I do.
Good morning, Kathleen. How are you?
Good. Good morning, Bethany. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Loki woke me up at 3:30 this morning by sneezing.
Did he sneeze right on your face?
He didn't. He sneezed at the end of my bed, but he's been sneezing lately because he's clogged. And so like a good mother, I heard him and woke up and cleaned his face. But then he did come onto my He came and crawled onto my pillow and then sneezed in my open mouth. So that was really nice.
You know, last night, our little guy Juno was being so annoying. I love him dearly, but anytime he's like mildly in need of a snack, he just goes on a terror rant, like knocking shit over. And he was doing that last night at like 11:30. And we're like, bud, what do you want? You have food.
Yeah.
And then we discovered he was trying to tell us that his sister was locked in the closet.
Oh, what a good brother.
I know.
Oh, sweet boy. How long had she been locked in the closet?
Oh, probably about an hour. She was fine. She was really cozy. And I think he just wanted a playmate. And he was like,
why did she get to be in there and I can't?
I always have to have eyes on both of my animals before I leave the house.
Yeah.
Because I once locked my previous beloved cat in a closet for like a few hours.
It
traumatized me so much. I felt so awful. He was fine, but I was so upset by that now I need to know where they are before I leave.
Yeah.
I also need to check all of my burners on my oven. I do need to double check all of the windows to make sure they're locked.
Yes.
I need
unplug
to check all
the
lights.
Iron.
Unplug the curling iron. Yeah. Make sure the flat iron's not curled in or plugged in. And it's just a whole thing.
So I've been borrowing, AKA I stole this thing from my mom, but she's on vacation, but I have to bring it back to her. It's a hair dryer. That's a brush.
Does it blow air?
It blows hot air, but then I can give myself a blowout because it's like this giant brush that's also like a hairdryer.
What witchcraft is this?
It's what's that? Bedhead? Is that that's a brand, right? Bedhead?
Yeah, mm-hmm, yeah.
Dirty Head, Bedhead. It's that brand, and it's really cool.
I was going to ask if that's Dyson. That sounds like Dyson witchery to me.
No, I have enough money to splurge on a Dyson vacuum, but my hair is not deserving of Dyson. Like, I'm never going to get that Dyson blow dryer.
I've heard the guy who cuts my hair, Enzo, he was like, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
And I trust him because he knows hair dryers. And I feel like if they don't use Dyson hair dryers in my salon, if it's good enough for my salon, it's good enough for me. And I think I don't know what they use. But yeah, that hair dryer, it's a whole hair system and it's like $1,000 or something. It's insane.
Oh, get out of here.
Get out of here.
I love saving a good buck. And that's why
I don't buy Dyson. That's
what, I have to tell you.
What's up?
Bethany.
What's up?
I found a vintage rug from Turkey on Etsy for not that much money, and I bought it, and I'm skeptical. I don't know what I'm going to get in the mail. And also, is it really – I mean, it's very used. It's very used, but it's low pile, so there's not a lot of, like, long rug hairs for dirt to get caught up in. Have I made a bad decision?
What are you skeptical about?
I'm afraid that I'm going to open it up, and it's like I'm going to get bugs or something. I don't know.
I always wonder if it's actually vintage from Turkey or – I mean, I don't always. I've never had this issue, but that's – you know, when someone says it's something vintage from something, something, I'm like, did you just buy this at Anthropology in 2004? And it looks, I mean, it technically is from Turkey if it was made in Turkey, but you bought it on Staten Island. You know, like, that's always my question.
I know.
But did they include pictures?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because I keep listening to, I talk about this a lot, but that Domino podcast that I love, Design Time.
Yeah.
Every designer that they talk to on that podcast, they're like, you got to hit Etsy. It's going to take you a couple hours, but you're going to find some gems.
I love Etsy, man. I love Etsy.
And so I hit the Etsy and I'm like, I don't know. I don't know, man, but whatever. We'll see.
No, I think it's going to be good. I think you're right. I like that you're shopping on Etsy and not Slamazon. For this kind of stuff. I think we should support our artists.
Yeah.
It's good. I just bought a pair of high-waisted flare jeans from Etsy.
Really?
Yeah, they're on their way. She like makes them for your body.
Get out of here.
Yeah, you send her your measurements and she makes them. Because I went on my rant about jeans a couple weeks ago and I was like, well, I need to put my money where my mouth is.
Yeah.
So when are you going to get your carpet?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know.
Is it coming from Turkey or is it coming from the U.S.?
It's coming from Turkey.
Oh, well then, okay. Well, that feels a little bit more authentic.
And they said it's like 1960s. I mean, it's definitely worn. And I kind of like the idea of having a rug because you know that beautiful rug that you have in your bedroom?
Yeah.
You know, you splurged on it. It's gorgeous. Like you never want to walk on it with shoes.
Yeah.
This is kind of the opposite. Like, it's really beautiful, but it's definitely worn. And I still get to have a vintage rug in my living room, but also, like, people can keep their shoes on and I'm not going to give a shit, you know?
Yeah, like, somebody else had the honeymoon period with it. So you're less terrified.
Somebody from the 60s. It's had its honeymoon period for 40 years previous to me.
Totally. 50 years. I mean, and there's like rug cleaning places. You can get it cleaned in case it has anything, you know, anything in it. But like, think of all the stories. Yeah. People in Turkey in the 60s had this rug and like, what were their lives like? And like, what were they talking about? And who had sex on that rug? Like, how many people do you think had sex on your rug?
Probably a lot of people, and I hope that babies were conceived, and I'd like to think that my rug is part of the circle of life.
Yeah, I think that's this is a very exciting thing. Please keep us updated on your rug and send photos when they're available.
So you are doing something that I've never seen you do before. You're sitting in a club chair recording this podcast. You look extra comfy. You look like, I don't know, like Dax Shepard or something.
Is this called a club chair?
It's a club chair.
What's a club chair? I've never heard that term before.
Oh, look it up. Hit the Googs right now.
Okay, hold on. Yeah, this is the new chair that I got that doesn't fit in my apartment because it's too big, but I had a credit.
Yeah, just like a one-off chair that's big, but it's not a part of a couch. That's what a club chair is.
Oh, I've never heard that before. Club chair.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, what is a club chair? Yeah. Oh, look at that. That's fun and a very useful term. Yeah, so I'm sitting in a club chair because...
Yeah.
If you listen to past podcasts, every once in a while, you might hear a squeak.
Yeah.
And that is my kitchen chair that I'm sitting in. That is a cheap product. And no matter how much I tighten those Allen wrench screws, they won't go together quite connect correctly. So I squeak if I try to shift around. So I decided to try something new and like sit in this chair.
Oh.
But the way that my living room is set up, there's not a place I can put the microphone that's comfortable that'll still reach me. So I'm still actually quite uncomfortable because I'm trying to reach the microphone. So it's a work in progress. But I do feel like Dax Shepard. I have a full family and a gorgeous wife.
And like a co-host that started off as a nanny, but then was like a particularly talented podcaster or something.
You know what? I am embarrassed to say I've never listened to Armchair Expert and I need to.
You know,
they have great guests.
Me neither. I like Planet Money. I was listening yesterday. They have a whole summer school episode about investing in the stock market and like why certain stocks are worth what they are worth. And it's really interesting. Like, I need to start making my money work for me.
Should I be investing in Dogecoin?
What's Dogecoin?
It's like Bitcoin, but it has that dog on it that looks suspicious.
I think you answered that question for you.
Okay, but I know some people who have like bought Dogecoin and it's gone up.
It sounds like douchecoin.
It's not. It's Dogecoin. It's a Doge. It's a puppy Doge.
Okay, this is the podcast. I have a friend who's particularly, she's particularly talented when it comes to matters of the of finance, also matters of the heart, but I don't think those two are related. And she listens to, oh goodness gracious, who's that woman with the blonde hair who used to have her own show?
Barbara Corcoran?
Nope. Hang on.
Barbara Walters?
Woman, finance.
Is it my Aunt Barbara?
No, Susie Orman.
Oh, Susie Orman.
Susie Orman has a really good financial podcast, especially if you're a woman. She speaks to women's financial issues in particular, and she does like a couple podcasts a week. I think they're short. She retired to some island with her wife, and now she just like does this podcast to help other people. And wow. I'm not shitting you. My friend lent me the Susie Orman How to Buy a House, like How to Obtain a Mortgage book. And there were questions in there that I was asking my mortgage provider that ended up saving Neil and I in the long run, like thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars.
Whoa. Like what kind of questions? Do you remember any of them?
Well, there was something about closing costs that the bank was charging me. And it was going to be something like $1,600. And I was like, I don't want to pay this. Mm-hmm. And they were like, okay, fine. Like, I'll ask my manager. And then, yeah, I didn't have to pay the $1,600. But then it gets better later on. They were like, okay, if you pay this, we'll take your mortgage rate like down a whole point. And so over the course of our 30-year mortgage, Bethany, it's like more than $20,000 that Neil and I are saving just because I read the Susie Orman book and they like knew that I was intelligent enough to question like what they were charging us.
I find that absolutely terrifying because yeah. What that means is mm-hmm. that if you are not an expert in everything you're spending money on, yeah. you're probably wasting money. This is like, this reminds me of those stories I used to hear on the show 2020 and Dateline, where they would be like, have you looked at your hospital bill? And mm-hmm. it's, you know, you get charged for something like a circumcision.
Yeah.
Or you get charged $500 for a stick of deodorant. Yeah. And you have to go back and start fighting everything that's on your hospital bill because they charged you $200 for a razor.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. If you're in the hospital, say you're in the ER and you like have a headache, don't ask for an aspirin. If you're there with somebody,
ask for morphine.
No, yeah. No, if you're there with somebody, send them to the pharmacy that's probably right next to the hospital because people always leave hospitals and then want to get their prescriptions filled. So there's usually a pharmacy right there. And then go buy your Advil there because it's going to cost you, I don't know, $7 at the pharmacy as opposed to $70 at the hospital.
That's bonkers. It's bonkers.
It's an issue that I'm very passionate about. And I like recently posted about universal healthcare in my Instagram story, and I got like the craziest like people won't even have an educated conversation with you. They're just like, "Fuck you, you're anti-American." It's like, oh,
so
okay.
Funny. I mean, it's not. It's like terrifying and sad, but also like there's okay. certain things you just can't bring up, like wanting everyone to have healthcare.
Yeah. No, like wanting people to be healthy. Fuck you. Go live in Germany. See how you like it. I was like, I'm sure Germany is lovely. I mean, I tried to get a visa. I couldn't. Bethany, when I'm wearing shorts, I kind of never get the best of both worlds. I'm either wearing cotton shorts that are really comfortable, or I'm wearing denim shorts that are really durable. And sometimes I just want something that's durable, stretchy, comfortable, and is also going to dry fast if I get them wet. Enter into my life, Title IX shorts, because I have been living in my Title IX shorts, doing renovations around my mom's house. I swam in the pool in my Title IX shorts when I didn't have my bathing suit. Like, this is one of my favorite, most cherished items of clothing that I have.
Kathleen, I am with you 100%.
Yeah.
Title IX, especially their Clamberista shorts, I've been living in these things all summer long because they're not just abrasion resistant and, you know, you can be active in them. They're really cute. Yes. They look good. These are the shorts that are worth it.
Did you ever have a pair of board shorts? Remember when knee-length board shorts were like really cool to have? But you know how they had no stretch? So sometimes you'd have to walk in them like a robot because like while they looked really good on you when you're standing still, you couldn't be active in them. Title IX shorts, performance outdoor gear and apparel, they help me stay on the move. And when I'm busy, I don't know, like chasing waves or lifting rocks or like, I don't know, I guess some people have kids, so they chase toddlers. Title IX.
Do you chase waves?
I do chase waves.
When's the last time you chased a wave?
I chase waves of sunshine. Because I'm very pale and I'd like some color on my skin. Title IX is always with you when you're chasing your next adventure.
Title IX gear and apparel is built to perform and last. So it's not just shorts. They have innovative swim pieces, bottoms that actually fit, and their stuff looks good.
I'm on their homepage and they have a sports bra that has a slot in the front for your phone.
You can put your secrets in there.
Oh my God.
So right now, Title IX is offering our listeners $10 off and free shipping on orders over $100 when you visit title9.com/taste.
All you have to do is go to title9.com/taste for $10 off and free shipping on your order of over $100.
That's TITLENINE.com/taste.
I have a little bit of show and tell.
Show me and tell me.
I have this new silicone container that stores food. Have you seen this before?
No, what is it?
It's called Stasher. I'm going to open it so you can see.
It's a bag, right? Is that a bag?
It's like a silicone. It looks like a small silicone doctor's bag, but you put food inside and then you zip it right up. And this thing is, it's plastic free. It's totally plastic free. And you can put it in the microwave. You can put it in the oven, goes in the dishwasher, and it keeps your food extra fresh. And it's like, it sits horizontal instead of, I mean, it sits vertically instead of horizontal, and you can see the food that's in it. You know, you get like that really nice clear view in that open window. And it's like a new, more eco-friendly way of storing food in your fridge.
That's great. How'd you learn about that?
I bought it on Grove.co.
I love Grove. They're great.
And my containers were so old and so gross. I got them from my dead father's dead coworker's dead mother when she died.
So they're haunted.
They're haunted. I'm the fourth generation owner of these like Tupperwares from the 80s. And I thought, oh, maybe, and I can't see my food through them because they're like opaque. There wasn't such a thing as like clear plastic back then.
Yeah,
I have to get rid of them.
Speaking of passing away, there was a funeral in my extended family yesterday, and it led me to think about how important it is to make people aware of what you want your funeral to be.
Very important.
Like when you're in a place of just not, like, you know, when it's not imminent, I think, you know, if you're in more of like a lighthearted place, I think it's important because word on the street is that this funeral was a bit aggressive in its phrasing about why you should really be banking on going to a mansion in heaven, and also was kind of impersonal. So like, make sure that if you know that your family wants to have your funeral in a church, but maybe you don't have like a minister who knows you very well, write your own bio.
Yes.
You know, do what influencers do and have a one sheet for yourself so that the minister kind of gets
your closest friends and family.
Yep, exactly. You know, like just kind of some talking points you want the officiant to hit.
Yeah.
So maybe they don't have to just read your obituary from the magazine or from the newspaper at your funeral as your eulogy. You know, just like maybe have some talking, maybe some photos.
Yes. Oh, pre-pick your photos.
Mm-hmm.
So you can Photoshop them ahead of time.
Yep, exactly. Yep, you can pre-Photoshop. Just like my family knows which photos to use, and taste buds know which photos to use in case I go missing.
Yes.
And I've told people, even if they don't find me, mm-hmm. because the picture looks nothing like me,
yeah.
make sure the picture, I look snatched.
Yes. Will you speak at my funeral if I die before you?
Absolutely, I will.
Thank you.
I will also start some rumors
uh-huh.
at your funeral. Like okay. I'll make reference to some things that never happened, but are there that are very mysterious.
Okay.
That people start wondering, and then we start, you know, stories. Like Kathleen was an incredible friend. Oh. And, you know, I really appreciate the time that she did well, you know.
Yeah.
And then everyone will be like, wait, should I know? And then, you know, they'll start making up stories, and soon legends will be told, Kathleen. You'll be in weird New Jersey.
That's delicious.
Got to.
Oh, what do you want to be buried in? Do you have an item of clothing in your closet?
I would like to be buried in the following items.
Not that you've thought about it.
I have a wrap. I have a black wrap shirt mm-hmm. that wraps around my waist and has bell sleeves that go down to the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing for if you're casting some sort of circle. Awful if you're at a buffet, because those sleeves are going to get in everything.
I can't. Bethany, I know, like, long sleeves, long bell sleeves look really beautiful on you. But I have this thing where I have to get all of my shirts tailored to, like, hit me just above the wrist, because I cannot wear anything that comes below the wrist. I can't.
I don't know why that makes me giggle. I think I've never thought about wrist length before.
It's my biggest pet peeve. And when I have blazers, I take it to the tailor and I'm like, higher, higher. And they're like, what? And then I'm like, higher.
Is it because it looks better on your body, or you just don't like the feeling of things on your wrist?
I just hate the feeling of clothing touching my wrist.
What? That's mm-hmm. so bizarre. I love this about you.
Anyway, go back to what you're wearing when you're dead.
Some type of corsetry over that okay. shirt.
Ooh.
And then I have like 3 or 4 emergency ball gown skirts in my closet, in my yeah. archives. Pick one of those.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously a veil.
Yeah.
And, you know, nothing crazy. A winged eyeliner and a dark lip. You know, what about you? What do you want to be buried in?
Ooh, I like that you're specifying the makeup, because that I feel like people don't really think about.
Yeah. Yeah. My friend Miran, I'm going to flat Miran, if you're listening, you're in charge of my funereal makeup.
Oh my God, so fucked up. I think that I would like to be buried in my wedding dress, so at least I could have worn it twice in my life.
How very Havisham of you. That's yeah. amazing.
And you know what? They're going to have to cut open the back and just kind of like wrap it around my body to the best of their ability.
It's fine. They'll make it work.
It's like a wedding blanket more than like a dress, but it's okay.
It's okay.
Fine. Yeah.
It's good. How do you want your hair done? Up or down?
Definitely down. And I would like a very like 1950s makeup look, where like I have a pale lid, mm-hmm. but like a dark winged liner, like red lips, and I mm-hmm. like a good rosy cheek.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's mm-hmm. a good idea. I mean, look, it's dour, but what can we do in days such as these? I also, like we talked about, I think on this week's episode, I do want a Viking funeral. So the thing that sucks is that all of this work is going to go into, you know, the overall look, and then it will be set on fire. But like, you know, it's more than like a happening, less like a funeral, more like a happening. And you had to be there, you know, it's like Woodstock.
Beth in Woodstock. Did you watch anything good on the TV this weekend? Okay, I guess that's a no.
What did you watch?
I watched so many things because I took a Sunday off from working at my mom's house, and it felt really good to just lay on the couch, and I watched so many good things. I finished Normal People, Bethany, which you would love. The ending is beautiful.
Normal People. Why is this ringing a bell? Have we talked about it?
Yeah, it's by Sally Rooney. It's a book that I read a while ago. It's on Hulu. I watched The Kissing Booth 3, which I recommend for everybody except for you, Bethany. You will not like that.
Wait,
not
what's
like
The Kissing Booth 1 and 2?
Well, it's about The Kissing Booth. I watched, Bethany, you'll like this one, Beckett, with Denzel Washington's son, John David Washington. Excellent.
Beckett?
Beckett. It's trending on Netflix.
Is this a movie or a TV show?
It's a movie.
You watch so much content, and I am not good at it. I'm not good at taking in content. I mostly just watch YouTube videos.
Oh, yeah. You're like a Gen Zer.
Here's the problem. Mm-hmm. Anytime I find a movie that I think I want to watch, I look it up and then I have to rent it. And right now, like, I just paid for new headshots. They were very expensive. I am trying to like rein in my spending right now. And so I am like, anywhere I can cut. And so it's never available to stream. And so then I just can't think of anything else I want to commit 2 hours to. And so I just then intake my media in tiny little 10-minute snippets.
You're not alone. I think a lot of people are overwhelmed by how much there is out there.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, it's not tough. There are tougher things in this world, but
you know,
it's not tough at all.
I guess maybe it's just like, when I'm making dinner and stuff, I always have the TV on. So I'll put on these shows, these TV shows, and like only pay half attention. And then I said I watched it. And is it really fair for me to say if I watched it?
So you're not sitting on your couch and like settling in for a long perusal.
No.
Okay.
No.
That makes me feel better.
Sometimes I'm not. But the other thing, this thing happened the other day and I was like, oh my God, my brain is so fucked up. I'm like washing dishes. I'm like preparing dinner and my living room and kitchen is like sort of open concept. So I can see the TV like from my sink. And so I'm listening to the TV and I don't even know what was on, but I hear he was always very careful. He wore a mask. He wore gloves. He kept the windows open. He opened the window. And in my mind, I'm like, oh, finally, a really nice story about someone taking COVID seriously. and then the narrator comes on and is like, and that was the Golden State Killer. And I was like, oh my God. Like, oh my God, it's not only a serial killer, it's the worst one. And I thought it was a heartwarming story about COVID.
Oh, thank God for that kind man taking it seriously. That kind man was a mass murderer.
He wore gloves, he wore a mask, he kept the window open, he was very careful.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, you know what? You can't trust anyone these days, right?
No, I mean, I can trust you.
You can't is the problem. You have no idea what I have planned.
That's true. You're always threatening to drain our bank account and run away with our money.
And I will one day. Kathleen, I will. And you know what? It's going to be your fault because you were warned so many times. Yeah. You saw the signs and like not to victim blame again, but your fault. When I drain the bank account, it's going to be your fault.
Bethany, like I've said before in our text messages, when we are playfully threatening each other's lives, I know where you live, but you do not know where I live. You don't have my new address.
Damn it! It's true.
So take our money, and I'm going to find you.
Crap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.